elettroshock. Quanto spazio occuperò.
Questo è il disco lancio di questa settimana, 15:33 minuti, voliamo sul nido dell'aquila.
Sul nido dell'aquila e voliamo a canestro con l'Aquila Basket Trento.
Ed eccoci a canestro con l'Aquila Basket Trento, con i nostri ospiti che ci hanno raggiunto. Finalmente è arrivato anche Dustin Hogue. Welcome, Dustin.
How you doing, man?
Benvenuto, welcome Dustin here at Radio Dolomiti. E parleremo un po' con Dustin in questa mezz'ora, un po' in italiano, un po' in inglese ovviamente, di come sta andando questa stagione, e ovviamente ci faremo raccontare anche un po' com'è Dustin Hogue fuori dal campo. So we want to know you even outside the court, so be careful what you're saying.
I'll try hard.
Ok, allora è stata una bella partita contro Pistoia, senz'altro domenica, noi l'abbiamo seguita sabato sera, chiedo scusa, per la cronaca. La Dolomiti Energia Trentino ha battuto Pistoia 99-91 e adesso continua il cammino verso i playoff, quindi chiediamo subito a Dustin come sta andando e come vive dallo spogliatoio tutto questo. Dustin, he was a winning game last Saturday night.
Yes.
7 wins out of 8 last 8 games. This year it started pretty well, didn't it?
Yes, pretty well. You know, in the first half of the game, we was losing games by 1 point, 3 points. So we were always right there. We was very close. And after this break, you know, we actually got a time to talk to each other as a team. You know, the captains and Toto and our coach brought us together and helped us understand that we're one step away from winning games. And with the addition of Dom and Devin, we was able to capitalize. And now we're on a really good winning streak.
And to focus even better, so each game, game after game. So this is what happened. Effettivamente, nella prima parte di stagione, dice Dustin, c'è stato un po' di anche forse insicurezza, non si riusciva a vincere un punto, tre punti, poi la pausa di fine anno e ci siamo parlati col capitano, con il coach Maurizio Buscaglia e tutti quanti ci siamo un po' rimessi in carreggiata, anche grazie all'arrivo di Dominic Sutton e David Marble, che sono stati due, tra l'altro, degli autori della vittoria contro Pistoia, con tanti punti nelle mani. Adesso gli chiederò cosa effettivamente è successo all'inizio di questa. So what basically happened in concrete? What happened at the end of the year in January after the break? You just talked to each other and decide, okay, we better change our minds and directions.
Yes, because you know, when we're looking at our record and we see we have more losses than wins and we're losing to teams that we feel as if we shouldn't be losing to, it's kind of, most teams would panic, you know. Most teams get nervous and start blaming people and start accusing people of the reason, and not our team. You know, our team understood that we were right there and we was almost a couple more wins and we was top 5 team. And now practices became harder. It's not like conversation just fixed everything. Harder practices, harder weights, more competing, and when we're going against each other in practice, it's like a war out there. So when we play against another team, it's like we're finally happy to see somebody else to take the anger out on.
Okay. Beh, questo dice, certe squadre dopo tante partite perse si possono demoralizzare, cercare sempre scuse per trovare poi come andare avanti, ma non si va avanti così, bisogna fermarsi e considerare bene ogni particolare. Adesso anche gli allenamenti sono molto intensi, non c'è da chiacchierare e i risultati si vedono. E dice Dustin che siamo talmente carichi durante l'allenamento che non vediamo l'ora di sfogarci poi quando arriva la partita. So now, Dustin, you can't wait to the next one on Sunday.
Yes, for sure. We're on a good rhythm right now. We lost one game out of the 8, but you can't complain. at all. So I'm really ready. I'm really ready to get back into it on Sunday and play this next team.
Eh sì, quindi non vede l'ora anche di sfogare tutta la sua energia di tutta la squadra. Domenica alle 18:15 partita in casa contro Pesaro. Sarà partita che seguiremo anche noi di Radio Dolomiti in direttissima. E c'è un bel ritmo, no? In tutto questo momento del campionato, quindi è meglio non interromperlo. Però Dustin Hogue arriva anche da un'esperienza in Europa in un campionato che è quello greco, che è altrettanto caldo, altrettanto insomma movimentato come può essere quello italiano. Adesso gli chiediamo magari qualcosa di come è andata anche l'anno scorso e se gli piace di più qui da noi, lo chiediamo. So Dustin, last year you were in Greece, which is when you speak about the Greek championship, it's pretty hard and tough and competing like here maybe, or what do you think? Do you have a, not comparisons, pros and cons, but just saying which one do you think you find yourself better?
Last year in Greece, it was a different type of league. It's just completely different. You know, last year was just four a bunch of strong men running around everywhere doing a lot of physical things. And Italy, man, it's a lot smarter. A lot of players are smarter. The coaches have very interesting tactics. So it's not, you can't just run out there and just play with brute and play strong and think you're going to win the game. It's all about focus. And as long as you have focus and with a good plan, then you'll be able to overcome other teams for sure. It's like a game. It's chess. It's
like chess games. Rispetto alla Grecia, dice che il campionato italiano è come una partita a scacchi. È molto più tattico, molto più ci si concentra proprio su alcune dinamiche, che invece in Grecia è un gioco molto più fisico e molto più, diceva, ci sono dei giocatori, dei grossi, grandi grossi che girano per il campo, ma non c'è molta tecnica anche. Now it's time for you, Dustin, to be a DJ. Please announce next one.
Next song is Drake.
Yep.
Hotline Bling.
Here it is. You can rap on it.
Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor, hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You made me feel like I did you wrong, going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport, hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. These days, all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a
bag was for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else, you don't need nobody else, no. Why you never alone? Why you always touch and roll? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl, you was in the zone. Yeah, you should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city.
Sul nido dell'aquila e vogliamo a canestro con l'Aquila Basket Trento.
Let's control me. When it rains, it pours. When the floodgates open, brace your shores. That pressure don't care when it breaks your door. Say it's all you can take, better take some more. Cause I know what it's like to test fate. Had my shoulders pressed with that weight. Stood up strong in spite of that hate. Night gets darkest right before dawn. What don't kill you makes you more strong. And I've been waiting for it so long.
Una bella scarica di energia questa dei Linkin Park. A Light That Never Comes. Ed eccoci qui, noi torniamo in studio insieme ai nostri ospiti, sempre sul nido dell'aquila, ancora una decina di minuti, con Dustin Hoag. Good energy this tune, huh? What do you think? Dustin, I'm talking to you.
Oh, of course, of course, of course.
Era un bel pet. What about, chiedo adesso la musica che ascoltano nel riscaldamento, se li fa caricare, se li fa rilassare. What about music you listen to every time you warming up before the game? Is it for, you know, a little bit chilling or a little bit of, you know, pumping energy in the veins?
I think before the game, it depends on my mood, you know. So there are some days where I'm just a little too pumped up, so I need some music to kind of chill me down.
Uh-huh.
But most of the time, maybe 90% of the time, I'm looking for music to get me fired up. That is when I'm at my best.
E dice che dunque ogni tanto, proprio ogni tanto, l'1% probabilmente serve la musica per calmarsi, perché è un po' troppo forse carico per la partita, ma il 99% viceversa, quindi gli serve la musica per caricarsi. Do you like what kind of music do you most like?
I'm really a big fan of rap and R&B.
Okay.
Rap and R&B is probably my two favorite, but I'm more of an R&B guy, you know what I'm saying? I had dreams of being a singer when I was young, so I
sing like Drake, for example.
You know, a little bit of Drake, Chris Brown, Trey Songz mix, you know, just a little bit of all of them together in one.
Scopriamo che aveva un sogno di diventare cantante da piccolino, e come diventare magari come Drake, come Chris Brown, perché no? Why not? Never say never. You know, it's not late.
You know? Puberty came in and made my voice a little too deep.
Ah, okay. Like Barry White. Dice che insomma poi è arrivata la pubertà, quindi la voce è diventata troppo profonda, ma questo senz'altro non compromette una futura carriera anche da cantante. Dustin, you like travels, don't you? Traveling.
Yeah, I like the idea of traveling. You know, I do want to see a lot of places and see the world, but planes, you know, I'm so scared of planes. I just cannot get the courage to get on planes and travel 15 hours to see places.
Is this the only place you've been, I mean, in Italy or any other cities you visited?
Well, besides last year in Greece, yeah, in Italy, you know, I've taken a lot of trips. You know, I've drove to Milan, Verona, you mm-hmm. know, I go to see places and everything. Anything that doesn't require me going 25,000 feet in the air, but yeah, Italy is beautiful, and I like to drive and see the way it's set up and just to see a different life. It's beautiful out here.
Are you planning any summer trip, maybe, down to the Mediterranean? Or
yes, I do want to go near the water somewhere. I'm still looking into it. You know, I have a couple of friends that tell me a couple places I should go, but if you have any suggestions, I am all ears, because okay. I would love to see
okay,
something.
Okay, we can ask listeners as well. Bene, diciamo che il posto ha visitato alcuni posti qui in Italia, come Milano, come Verona, sempre in automobile, perché diciamo che l'idea del viaggiare in aereo non lo eccita più di tanto. Quindi è meglio stare sulla terraferma, e accoglie ogni suggerimento per le vacanze estive. Quindi se avete qualche posto, amici ascoltatori, da segnalare al mare per Dustin Hoag, lui è molto volentieri, accoglie ogni vostra proposta. Molto bene, very nice. Dustin, it's time for us to play a little game with our listeners.
Okay.
So you don't say the answer, please. No, lo dico perché ogni tanto, no, arrivano e dicono la risposta. Allora, la domanda che farò a voi ascoltatori è la seguente: si vincono due biglietti per la partita di domenica pomeriggio alle 18:15 tra Dolomiti Energia Trentino e Consultinvest Pesaro, in casa ovviamente qui al Palatrento. 348 51 40 444 è il numero di SMS, e vogliamo sapere da voi di che colore sono le scarpe da partita di Dustin Hoag: rosse, nere o grigie? 348 51 40 444. Skateboard P and the Louis Vuitton dime. I'm back. It's so unfair, so unreasonable. Go.
I must have hurt your feelings.
Come
your
on.
Temper hit the ceiling. You know I wanna talk to you.
Get up, please.
Oh, girl, come on.
Come
but the main thing is living.
Come on, come
cause
on.
God knows it's not giving.
Come on.
You know I got lots to do.
Say,
come on, girl, come on. I come know on. This party pretty, come on, but come you on. Know I'll be busy. Yeah. That's why I can't yeah. talk long on the phone. Uh-huh. Oh, girl, come on. So come honey, on. If you with me, come on, know come I work on. For your pretty yeah. face to smile when I get home.
Cause you my number one.
Baby girl, you and me.
Smash it.
That's a hit to me.
Off the charts.
Look how she get to me. She might be classic. Nothing and you would see the shit to me. Tell me how you love that. Number one, can't put girl, none up on that. You deserve a verse from me. We gon' party like it's our anniversary. Go.
Didn't I just tell you? Go. That you're my Cinderella. Get my dream only fits one size.
Come on. Come on.
You know I'd rather be where you are my shining star, but last night, that just wasn't right.
Come on.
I know this party's pretty,
come on,
but
come
you
on.
Know I'll be busy, that's why I can't talk long on the phone.
It's all for you, girl,
so honey, if you with me,
yeah.
know
yeah.
I work for your pretty,
everybody.
Face to smile when I,
need to
I get home.
Everybody say
number one.
Baby girl, you and me.
Smash it.
That's a hit to me.
Off the charts.
Look how she get to me. She might be nothing and you would see the shit to me. Tell me how you love that.
Dashing.
Number one, can't put nothing above
that.
You deserve a verse for me. We gon' party
it.
Like it's our anniversary. Go
number one.
Baby girl, you and me.
Smash it.
That's a hit to me.
Off the charts.
Look how she get to me. She might be
classic.
Nothing and you would see the shit to me.
Oh.
Tell me how you love that. Number one, can't put nothing above that. You deserve a verse for me. We gon' party like it's our anniversary. Yesterday I was half the man you see. Maybe that's because you the other half of me. You my number one hit on the line of the charts. I'm a FedEx, my lover, how you sign for my heart. From my number one eye, keep your dumb fly. It fresh to death, you like after death. I resurrected my goat, Jesus of Nazareth. Now we fresh as a prince, why they jazzy Jeff? And you don't be saying shit when they asking questions. And you be giving me my space. You don't be running on my space. You know some other shit I hate. When they violate, but tonight, man, I ain't the mood for it. Don't matter who wore you wore. Look how you coordinated. Man, that's my favorite. I love the way that it fits on you.
Yeah,
baby girl, that's the shit on you.
Come on,
look how she get to me. She might be nothing to you, but she the shit to me. Yeah, tell me how you love that. Number one, can't put nothing above that. You deserve a verse from me. We gon' party like it's our anniversary.
Number one,
come on.
Smash it,
come on,
girl, off the charts.
Classic,
number one,
come on,
dashing,
come on,
to hold your heart.
Ed eccoci qua sulle note di Pharrell e Kanye West per chiudere la nostra puntata e anche sul Nido dell'Aquila, però prima dobbiamo svelare qual è la risposta esatta e ovviamente lo facciamo col diretto interessato che ci dirà che colore sono le sue scarpe. So Dustin, tell us please, tell the world what color are the shoes you wear every single game.
The color of my shoes are red.
Oh, rosse, quindi rosse. Why red, by the way? You just like red.
Yeah, I'm really a big fan of red.
Okay, è il tuo colore preferito. Scopriamo anche che è il colore preferito di Dustin Hogg. molto bene. Quindi non era nero, non era grigio. Qualcuno là fuori si è portato a casa i due biglietti per la partita di domenica alle 18:15 al Palatrento. Anche tutti gli altri, se non avete vinto, mi raccomando, non mancate, perché biglietti ce ne sono ancora. Quindi si può tranquillamente andare all'Aquila Store oppure in biglietteria a acquistare biglietti, e ci saremo anche noi di Radio Dolomiti a raccontarvi il match per chi vorrà seguirlo sulle nostre frequenze. Dustin, it's been a great pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
And come on, every time you want, you just drop in and we can have a talk about music and everything.
Of course, we're going to talk about you playing the accordion, you know, your secret talent that your listeners might not know about.
It's not a secret at all. Everyone knows that. Because I keep telling them.
You got to see you in action, man.
Yeah.
But thank you for having me today. It was a great pleasure to come here and talk to the people of Trento.
Thank you. And of course, good luck on Sunday. And
thank you.
See you next.